I'll let you into a secret. I also suffer with epilepsy, and like Rachel Ash, I too unexpectedly developed it as a teenager. So I'm curious to hear about Rachel's story and how she set up a support network 3 years ago to help people with epilepsy in Ireland.
When I was diagnosed with epilepsy, I got quite a shock. I had had two seizures at that point, and I genuinely didn't think with two seizures that I was going to have to take medication for the rest of my life. And I felt like the word epilepsy had been stamped on my forehead and that I was being judged by people because I now had epilepsy.
How did you get out there and find other people with epilepsy?
I remember sitting on my bed one day thinking, I don't actually think I've said the word epilepsy before I was diagnosed. I knew nothing about epilepsy and I didn't know one soul with epilepsy. So I went online trying to find a group. But the problem was I couldn't find one that was active. I couldn't find one in Ireland or the UK that was active. So I decided I'd go ahead and set one up. And it was a really big step for me to take because it was an admission online to absolutely everybody that I knew that I had epilepsy, and I didn't know how that was going to be taken.
Epilepsy Ireland now has around 800 members nationwide who communicate about issues around the condition on a daily basis, providing crucial support. Isolation, fear and low self-esteem are all issues that the group regularly deal with by offering mutual support and the sharing of personal experiences.
I call these guys my epilepsy family. Everyone has had to go through the same step that I went, which was standing out from the crowd and saying, yes, I have epilepsy.
Okay, so Rachel, we're just having a look at the group here online. What's happened today?
One of our people wrote, today I'm reminded of just how blessed I have been on this journey. Today I'm 5 years seizure-free. It hasn't always been easy, and I still take it one day at a time, but whoa, 5 years.
Friendships are being made in the group, and Rachel says that's really important as it cements the support people
hey,
get from each other.
How are you?
Long time no see.
I know, yes.
Claire is one of those who joined the group.
You know, I find that after I have an epilepsy seizure, I do get a great level of support from my family and friends, but they just don't understand what it's like. And to have this many people who are there to rally around you and support you and who really, at the end of it all, just understand what it's like to have the condition, it's just amazing. I think what Rachel has done in developing this community is absolutely outstanding. I mean, I would be lost without it today. When I was first diagnosed, I knew nobody with epilepsy. She's made the lives of so many people so much better.
One of the aims of Rachel's group is raising awareness around epilepsy in the wider population in Ireland. Here she is talking to people on the streets of Dublin about the condition.
Do you know anybody with epilepsy?
Yes.
Oh, great. Would you know what to do if somebody had a seizure in front of you?
Well, put them in a recovery position. That would be basic, I'd say.
Yeah, that's the main one we have. Put them in the recovery position and just make sure that they're safe from that. You know, if somebody was to have a seizure in front of you, would you know what to do?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Not really, no. Call a doctor.
Do you know anybody with epilepsy?
I know that there's 100,000 in the country, maybe. I know a good few people with epilepsy. I work in the area of disability and health.
Would you know what to do if somebody had a seizure in front of you?
Probably not as well as I should.
Well, the person I know with epilepsy didn't want anybody to know they had epilepsy either, so they don't tell you.
And Rachel now travels the country giving speeches about her experiences too.
Put your hands together for Rachel Ash.
Just to give you a bit of a background, I was diagnosed when I was 18. I went away on a 3-month holiday with some friends and ended up having my very first seizure.
Epilepsy Ireland keeps Rachel extremely busy, and her hard work has received some real recognition too.
Something big happened recently. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your relationship with the National Organisation for Epilepsy in Ireland?
Yeah, the National Organisation for Ireland was previously known as Brainwave, and about a year ago they came to me with the idea that they would like to rebrand and call themselves Epilepsy Ireland, which is the name I've used for my group. I was absolutely delighted because I felt that I had set out certain goals for myself, and I felt like I was achieving these goals nearly beyond what the goals were. I was so happy that everything was available under the one umbrella now. So we have people looking for help with epilepsy, and we have the medical help, the nurses, the support that Epilepsy Ireland gives, as well as the community. And by typing in two words, everyone was going to find this. So I was so happy, and I'm really happy with the way it's going. I think it's made a difference in how people find help.
When I think back to my epilepsy diagnosis 10 years ago, I didn't know what the future had in store for me. But thanks to the work of Epilepsy Ireland, both the national organisation and Rachel's online community, I and hundreds of others now have the belief and the support to achieve all our dreams. This is Owen Kernan for DW in Dublin.